JB4 CBA Mobile.
That way!
Man, that last call was like so lightning fast, I didn't get it. Can you come again?
Okay, I'm trying to go slower. Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta.
Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta, I believe. Oh, me. KB4 CPA, name is David.
Yeah, slow person getting off the. They don't understand what a green light is. My name is Wyatt, and you got it right. I at one time, you know, I had a friend of mine. We both tried to get our call signs out there literally as absolutely fast as possible. I can do it faster.
Yeah, well, I believe you. Because that was so fast, it was just like. But anyway, so what are you up to this morning?
Doing some regular monthly maintenance and meeting a fella that's doing an inspection for me because the government just won't give me permission to do it.
Like what kind of inspection?
A lighting system.
Well, that's, if the government gets their hands in it, it's always a mess, so, I tell you. And you said something about a green light, yeah, that's just a suggestion, you know, I mean, and the red light is too, and so is the stop sign, I mean, you know, I have a joke about that, but, I don't know if I can repeat it on the air or not.
All just suggestions. So, you know, but we won't get into how people drive. I have a lot of experience with a lot of people in a lot of different ways on driving. Over a million miles driven. So, yes, pretty much seen everything.
Million miles. Well, I don't think I've driven that far. Oh, me. But yeah, I had a police officer say one time, you know, a green light is merely a suggestion to proceed if the way is clear.
By token, a red light should be to stop if you think you can.
Well, there was once a police officer, this is hypothetical, pulled over this young guy. He just went through the stop sign like it wasn't there. And so the police officer started hitting the guy in the arm. He says, "You want me to slow down or you want me to stop?"
Yeah. But, you know, occasionally on a traffic light, you can't actually stop. I mean, you know, especially the ones that they put on a 55-mile-an-hour road, and they don't warn you ahead of time that, you know, some places they actually warn you that the light's going to change, but some places it just changes.
Those are the ones where you just, you know, kick it and and go for it. Of course, now, if you're driving a big rig, I guess that's not possible.
I drive a big rig, and actually, I kind of tipped a little bit. I'm actually closing in on 2 million. I'm at like 1.8 and change right now.
I didn't get that last part. Just say again.
I tipped a little bit. I'm actually closing in on 1.8 million and change now. I used to commute from this area down to Central Florida and back at least twice a month.
Probably racked up some miles. Yeah, I remember I worked for J.P. Stevens in what was the Daniel Building back then. I'm not sure what it is called now, but, you know, it's on Main Street, downtown Greenville, tallest building in Greenville. And we were on 19th floor, and they moved us to the mezzanine of the Clemson plant in Clemson, and that was a commute.
I understand that, and I'm like you, it's still the Daniel building to me. It briefly became Floor Daniel, but beyond that, I just totally lost track of what it's called. For like Textile Hall, I still call it Textile Hall.
I bought gas was going up, and I bought a 79 Dodge Colt, and it got 40 miles a gallon, and I was putting like 350 miles a week on that thing. It just made me sick, it was a brand new car and I was wearing it out.
I still do that. I still run about 400 miles a week, generally, 7 to 10 days. So what are you up doing today?
My usual, headed out to the tennis court, and we got a doubles match at 10:30, and so headed over to the sports club, and looking forward to playing some tennis for the next hour and a half.
Whack a little ball around and not care about its feelings. I see how you are.
But if that ball has any feelings, it sure won't have any when I get through with it.
Anyway, all right. Well, today four, see today.
A lot of fun. It's good exercise and between that and cutting the grass and doing a few things around the house. That's the only exercise I get. So I play, usually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and I usually play twice a day.
A lot of exercise.
See, I'm trying to watch my high school figure.
See, you were trying to watch your girlish figure.
I don't care anything about that. Oh, me. No, I think I weighed about 150 pounds in high school, so I'm beyond that. But I am at my actual weight for my height, and my BMI is correct, whatever that is. Whatever it's supposed to be, I can't remember. So, and the doctor, I go to the doctor every 6 months and, have the blood work done, and he's very happy with all that. So if he's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, I got to lose 50 pounds for him to be happy. And it's like, you're going to lose weight? And I'm like, I try. It's like, do you know what's wrong with you? And it's like, yeah, I eat terrible and I don't exercise enough. And he's like, well, you know how to fix that, right? I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't taste good and that's too much work.
Well, I weighed 230 about 20 years ago, and I had to go up to a size 40 pants, and I'm just under 6'3", and they just don't make size 40 pants in a 34 length. You got to go to a big and tall shop, and you just can't walk in pennies or belts or something and get that. And that's where I'd always bought my pants, and so you can get a 38. So anyway, long story short, I got mad, and I went on the Atkins diet, and been on it ever since.
You're about my height and stuff, and yeah, I got up to size 44, and I'm back to a 38, which is nice because you can get 38s anywhere. And I'm also a Oddly enough, a length 33 is ideal, so I can do a 32 or a 34 and get away with it.
I can get away with a 33, but anyway. So, how long have you been in ham radio?
I got my license in, I want to say 2010, thereabouts. But I've had my FCC commercial for significantly longer than that, at least 30. Oh my gosh, I think it's been almost 30 years since I've had my commercial, General.
And like for DJing and broadcasting and stuff like that.
I'm just actually maintaining aircraft transmitters.
I totally miss all of that. I'm on Antrim Drive here. There's a dead spot. I think I'm coming out of it.
I just got it now. My day job is maintaining aviation transmitters.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody's got to do that. I'm glad you're at the helm. Oh, me. Well, I retired 8 years ago. I retired when I was 60, so... I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
Everybody I know, I'm gonna be working for 10 years after I'm dead.
It's funny, because I thought the same thing. I figured, I'd be working... I was working two jobs. I figured I'd be working until, until I was 70 or something, and but it didn't turn out that way, and God's been good to us. I tell you, it's been nice. And even my wife even lost her job with Prisma during the COVID thing, right at the end of it, end of the worst part, I guess. And she was working for the corporate office, and but anyway, but we're still doing, we're doing great. I mean, now everything's paid off, and we're paying the bills, and we're not hurting, so life is good.
My house paid off, currently scheduled for within the next 10 years, and then, however long after that to build up my cash flow. So I have something to retire on to.
The thing with us, I mean, we're living paycheck to paycheck. And I tell you, that's no fun. No fun at all. All right, well, I am in the parking lot here at the sports club. I'm going to find a place to park this thing and do a few warm-up exercises and get the blood flowing in the right places. But anyway, it's good to talk to you. Be careful out there mobile and around today.
KJ4,
CTD. Do the same, and it's good to talk to you. Thanks for the ride along, and we will talk to you later. 73 KB4 CBA Mobile.